1380 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Tomorrow marks 2 years since the Russian invasion of Ukraine, and today the White House is set to announce hundreds of new sanctions against Russia for that and the death of dissident Alexei Navalny. Tomorrow is the South Carolina primary. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley trailing Donald Trump badly in the polls, but says she will stay in the race regardless of the outcome. ABC's Alex Prochet has more from Charleston.
When you see a 30-point gap in the polls, it is indicative of where the winds are kind of blowing, if you will. But a lot of this also depends on turnout. And so I think, you know, while the former president has a 30-point lead right now, according to our 538 averages, a lot of this depends on how many people show up to this primary. And so that's what I'm going to be watching for turnout tomorrow.
AT&T is taking the blame for Thursday's major cell phone outage. Some thought it was a cyber attack. It wasn't. The carrier says it was a software update that went wrong. Still not clear how many of AT&T's customers were affected. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two proposed amendments to the Wisconsin Constitution are moving forward. Both ideas came up during the COVID-19 pandemic. One would let churches and other houses of worship stay open during public health emergencies. It needs to be passed by lawmakers one more time. The other would give the legislature more say on how federal money is spent. That amendment now goes to a statewide referendum in November. Governor Evers says he'll veto a Republican bill to fight PFAS pollution in Wisconsin, but Representative Jeffrey Merceau says the bill has important legal protections for innocent landowners.
That's the whole crux of this whole bill is trying to get stuff cleaned up without taking and making somebody liable that had nothing to do with it.
Evers says the bill weakens the state's enforcement authority. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wegehout. A GoFundMe has been set up to help pay for the funeral expenses for two children who were killed in a homicide last weekend. They were killed by their mother, who then turned the gun on herself. Major and Maya Lacey Robinson were students at Sauk Trail Elementary School in Middleton. The money from the GoFundMe will also go to counseling services for surviving family members. With the weather warming up in southern Wisconsin, three Madison golf courses are set to open on Sunday. The Odana Hills, Monona, and Yahara Hills golf courses will officially open for the year at 10 a.m. The Glen Golf Park, the city's fourth golf course, won't open until March 1st. The city's tee-off party is also being rescheduled for this Sunday through March 2nd. You can purchase season passes for Madison's golf courses for a discount during that time. Online reservations open at 8 a.m. Friday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wegehout, WMDX News.
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's, it's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you'll get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that movetomadison.com is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh!
It is the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. Visit the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
The Bucks back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' first game back from the All-Star break in Minnesota tonight against the Timberwolves, the first-place team in the NBA Western Conference. But Milwaukee will still be without Chris Middleton, who's been out with an ankle injury since the last time they faced Minnesota on February 8th. Doc Rivers says Chris will be out at least another two more games. Baseball catcher and designated hitter Gary Sanchez is with the Brewers now. After failing his team physical, he suffered a right wrist injury during an off-season workout, but now is expected to return in a week or so. NFL, the Packers introducing their new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, who left his head coaching job at Boston College to come to Green Bay.
As a guy that grew up loving football, it's the Green Bay Packers. I mean, this is like the mecca of the football world to me. Just being here and driving in the Lambo every day, it made a really hard decision a lot easier.
That's the Packers' new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, still holding onto a slice of mild air as highs rise to the low 40s, all ahead of a cold front slamming the state. As it arrives this afternoon, it could fling a few flurries around with spotty snow showers that could accumulate a trace on roads to up to a half an inch of snow on grassy areas. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
Asante came to TurboTax after graduating from culinary school and landing a job in the hottest kitchen in town.
My hands are full all day, every day. I love it.
Asante, as your TurboTax expert, I'll make your moves count, guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and your maximum refund. Sound good?
Yes, expert!
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Allball. Friday noon to 3, we have Brady Ewing on talking sports and also more live from Hayward at the Birkenbeiner right here on the Civic Media Ready Network.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove that I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
David Weiss is a Trump appointee, and he is the one who asserted that there were multiple continuing and long-term encounters with Russian intelligence operatives. And of course, that's perfectly consistent with everything that we know about efforts by Vladimir Putin and his Russian intelligence operatives to interfere in American presidential elections.
Thank you, Jamie Raskin, who went on to say,
my colleagues, when confronted with this evidence, just say, Russia hoax, Russia hoax. What part of it is the hoax? Is it the war in Ukraine? Is it the death of Navalny? What is hoax-like about it? The hoax is that there's a Russian hoax. There's not a Russian hoax. There's been a series of efforts by Vladimir Putin to destabilize and undermine American political democracy, and he's done the same thing in other countries around the world.
Thank you, Jamie Raskin, star of Stage Screen and Sexy Liberal DC. Speaking of which, stars of Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour. What? Frangela, hi.
Well, hello.
I am busting out all of the vintage Sexy Liberal. Remember Survivor's Tour? Remember in 2021? Because remember we survived? Some of us survived COVID and Trump's horrible response. And then maybe some of us don't want to relive the disaster of Trump years. And also, okay, so we're going to save the world this time. Good morning. Hello.
I need us to save it, like really save. Like, I'd like to be done saving it. Like, I'd like to save it. And it's saved.
Yeah, exactly. So it can't be undone.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Right. Well, except I did, I sent this to you just because, you know.
Uh-oh.
I'm not trying to trigger Frangela. It was an actual Chiron on Fox News. Fox News, black voters will move to Trump because black people love sneakers. So that's a factor you hadn't thought of there.
But you know what? Let me tell you something, Stephanie, what I have to watch out for in my life is when they have lures. Thank you, Angela. Are you petting your pet Jim Shoe?
Yeah.
I'm petting my, you know, I love sneakers because I'm black. Your sneakers. the lures. I gotta be wary of. That's all you have to do is put a pair of gym shoes on a line. That's how you catch you a black person.
They don't even serve chicken.
Black.
Yep. They don't serve chicken at Roscoe's. They serve sneakers. I don't know why people don't know this.
I said this earlier in the week, Francis. I said is it more blatant? Did they not know how racist they are? Are they trying to be more racist? I can't figure it out. Did they not think that would be offensive at all?
Yes.
Let me tell you something. What I realized in that moment in watching that, I was like, oh, this is news for idiots. Yes. This is news for the unintelligent. Because this is news for lower vehicles. Because you cannot tell me that line came up out, and he said it with his full chest. His full chest. There was no doubt inside the mind.
No, not at all.
I was saying, what was it, like 150 million Governor Abbott has sent, busing migrants, in these cruel stunts to other states. And I thought, their power grid still doesn't work. I mean, do people, do racists just I don't care, I'm going to heat in my house because, woo, there's less brown people now. He spent $150 million of my taxpayer money.
And they use their hate to keep them warm. They don't need a working grid, Stephanie, because their hate keeps them warm.
Yeah. Nope. They would rather set their dreams on fire and warm themselves by that.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Texas, judge says Texas school district can punish black student for the length of his hairstyle. Why does nothing surprise me out of Texas? I don't get it. Texas judge said yesterday the Barbersville Independent School District can punish a black student who wears his hair in long locks without violating Texas's new Crown Act, which is meant to prevent hairstyle discrimination in schools and workplaces. So what, does it just doesn't apply to black people? Is that what they decided? Yeah.
I have to say this. The reason why I wear my hair in locks and have for over now 30 years is because of that. Because this is what my hair looks like. And, and the fact that on so many levels, it is so destructive to black people to have to sit there and have to recreate white textured hair when that is not natural. It is financially prohibitive. It is psychologically damaging. And then you got the law getting involved with what naturally happens to your hair, telling you you are an abomination.
Yeah.
They're not. This is, they've always been this kind of racist. And they did used to have this stuff codified in law. They're just redoing it.
Right.
That's right. And here we are back to. You have to remember, in New Orleans, there were laws on the books that said black women had to cover their hair.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. The paper bag rules, octoroon.
Right.
All that. It couldn't be darker than a paper bag and be with that. Those people couldn't mix.
Yeah.
Right. So when you have the image of the mammy with the kerchief on her head, that's because white people said, put that on your head.
Because
we don't want to look at your hair.
I'm suddenly feeling even more ridiculous that I'm a white lady that has hair literally sewn into the back of my head because I'm doing a comedy tour.
No.
I felt that would be important.
No, you know what? That is the culture. That I don't.
It looks good, girl. You got a good weave.
Right?
Finally, a good weave.
Yeah.
And black women do it too.
Yeah.
And
everybody does it. Everyone. I saw a weave being done. It was on a white guy.
Right.
Yes.
But it should be up to the individual woman.
He wanted more hair. Yeah.
Right.
It should be up to the individual woman whether they want to get a weave or not. It shouldn't be up to someone in City Hall or the Congress or the State House.
Yeah.
They're just making it clear in every avenue they can, whether it's through Alabama's trying to disenfranchise women and our control of our bodies entirely, mm-hmm. all the way to, you know, who is it Fannie Willis is dating or not dating, to, you know, what's going on with the Secretary of Navy, all that, like, to down to this, down to some kid's hairstyle in Texas.
Yeah.
Black people are property. They have no, we have no rights.
Yeah.
And we have whatever rights they decide at that moment in that day, we get to have, the powers that be.
And by the way, I finally got a good weed because I was tired of people picking through my hair at the VIP meet and greets at Sexy Liberal saying, can't Frangela help you with this ratty
Somebody
weave?
Help you?
We're just helpers.
I had a ratty temporary weave. Okay.
You know what? It happens to the best of us.
Did you buy it from Sally Beauty Supply or something? What?
No, it's temporary. She brought it from Rite Aid.
Because, you know, I bring myself around like a rag doll in Sexy Liberal, so all the, you know, they would start coming out. Okay, anyway,
the dollar store.
And you clipped it in with a banana clip.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just a lame, lame-ass white lady that tried to get by with a cheap temporary weave. There. All right, Frangela. No, you know, I thanked Glenn Kirshner this morning, too, for his vociferous support of Fannie Willis. Because, you know, I keep quoting you, Frances, saying you just wanted to dig around the black lady's panties, you know?
Yes!
And I'm like, I'm tired of the tisking about her personal life, as if all of our personal lives are unblemished, you know?
Or that it has any bearing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. It's a public lynching. It's a, you know, it was, a, you know, it... That's all it was of her character and her personhood and her sexual life. And what they were trying to say was, how dare you again and again and again come after this wealthy white man?
Yeah.
Who are you to do this, to ask these questions? We'll ask questions of you. We'll turn the tables on you.
Yeah. And by the way, as someone said, it would have been anybody that's prosecuting Trump. You know, it wasn't. But I'm just saying, you're always going to be a target. They're trying to do the same thing to Tish James, you know, on and on. Watch what they try to do to Alvin Bragg before this trial goes, you know. Yeah.
But what do all these people have in common?
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
That is, I think, the first place they go.
Yeah.
And I just have to say this, too, out loud, again and again and again. The people who are handling Trump, the real people handling them, are black people.
Hmm.
And you're not watching a lot of white people sully their hands and have to deal with them. And then you see the character assassination that, because they're dealing with them, each and every one of these people have to go through.
Yeah,
I have not seen this done to Jack Smith, and I don't want to see it done to him, but they may question his sort of credibility as a government person, or he's Biden and all that, but nobody's in his panties.
Right. I don't know why Tim Scott pops to mind, but I wanted to ask you.
Biscuits!
Did you happen to see the clip where, first of all, so he was at the town hall, the Fox town hall, right?
And, yep.
You know, Trump's like, a lot of people are talking about that gentleman over there, meaning like he's, first of all, he's not going to pick him as the vice presidential candidate. But that's what they were talking about. And he said, oh, he's much better, you know, campaigning for me than he was for himself. Oh, my God. The clip of them asking Tim Scott about that made me cringe. And I'm just a stupid little white lady. But he was like, oh, Donald Trump is right. I'm much better. And I was like, oh, my God. He was literally saying, Donald Trump is right. I'm much better as spokesman for him than I was for myself. And I was like.
Much better spokesman for Massa?
Yes. I mean, it's like he was about to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can actually see in Django Unchained that it's that level of worship, deified worship. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Well, this is the thing, though. Where was Miss, what's her name, Miss Melody? Miss Megan?
Melody.
Was Tim taking care of her?
Oh.
Has she
eaten
her biscuit?
Isn't it Mindy? Misty. I think it's Mindy.
Mindy. Why was Miss Mindy? That's what I need to know. Whenever he speaks, I'm like, I know you're not tending one of these masses right now.
Oh, my God. Seriously.
Where are the biscuits?
Oh, my God. It made me cringe. That's what it was like, Chris. He was like, yes, sir, Massa, yes, you're right, I'm better being... I was like, oh, my God.
It's really, it's that bad.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
Clarence Thomas eats the biscuits before he brings them to the table. That's why he can't serve people.
He can't be trusted with the biscuits.
He's always trying to sneak them in. That's why they call him.
That's why he's the honey boy, right? He bringing the honey.
He bringing the honey. Although you got to watch him on the honey too.
It's not be just as stinky when he's coming in.
He's like, I'm just as tough as I love honey.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
He is a hoot.
I'm going to get off of this. I'm going to get off of it. You know what? I will go to town.
It's a crazy plantation, the Trump plantation. It's crazy. Wacky.
19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show. But he might pick Tim Scott, so that's how you know he's not racist, because he's, letting you know that he's, Okay. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by... Oh, God, I have my cozier sheets. I don't know why on a Friday. I look forward to any even more. Just snuggling into my cozier pajamas, my cozier sheets. You know, it is, I'm not alone, right? Hallie, you know Hallie. Remember Hallie.
She's good.
Yeah. She did 5-star review. She said, honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You will have no regrets. And I... Don't even splurge. I can get you 35% off.
Yeah.
I must be crazy. Sorry, we're on a Dr. Eddie.
Crazy Eddie.
Yeah, Crazy Eddie jag this morning. Because Trump Towers are going to be business. Okay.
It's going to be a Spirit Halloween store by the time Halloween comes
around.
It's
just fun to do that. Try it.
Crazy.
Okay, listen, these are the best sheets and jammies and towels in the world. So soft, so luxurious, made from viscose from bamboo. They are a life-changing luxury, the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com. Use the promo code Miller at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. CozyEarth.com, promo code Miller.
Well, I guess that makes our naughty parts tingle.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with PowerLife High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code fitness.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. That's 800-472-8060.
This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
What's on your to-do list? Check your mail? Get groceries? How about getting your annual vaccines? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. Because we've got you. With local vaccine events and access to transportation, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore.
You've got this.
A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Enter.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. For Angela, I apologize. A little piece of your soul is going to die listening to this, but you must do it for America, for your country. Here is Tim.
Senator Trump has said that you campaigned better for him than you do for yourself. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think that the whole concept of James 4:10, which I struggled with on the campaign trail, my campaign, we've had lots of conversations publicly and privately about the importance of how do you exalt yourself and promote yourself while remaining humble. I've struggled with that on the campaign trail. Now, having a conversation about the future of America and President Trump being that leader is very easy. There's no internal conversation about when are you doing too much self-promotion. So the truth of the matter is that I am far better encouraging and being excited and motivated for President Trump than I was for myself. So I don't have that internal debate going on.
Wow. I didn't have the internal faith for myself, but I got it for my massa.
Well, when it was just a race between me and the other house servants, I felt like I could do the job, but not a Mr. Trump was it.
No. Had he been on that stage, well, I just would have just fallen to my knees in the glory of the light.
I do not know where this tap dancing came from.
Chris?
Isn't this what you wanted me to play?
Apologize, Franchella.
I just can't.
It's what I heard in my head.
Can't. Does Amazon not sell spines? I don't understand. He can use my Prime. I just really...
Maybe we can gift him one, you know?
Can we send him some dignity, get him a subscription?
I can't stand Ron DeSantis. That was a funny headline, though. Medical miracle. You know, Ron DeSantis possibly has located a spine because he actually said he doesn't want VP because Trump also said he was on the VP shortlist. And I'm like, wow, Ron DeSantis actually has some principle. No. But he said, no, I don't want it.
Yeah. That's not true.
He'll probably still take it and kiss the ring. The only reason, by the way, Trump would do that, I'm sure, it's just for him to grovel and kiss the ring and have to take everything back that he said. He's all about humiliation.
Ooh, I think Trump also, if I know Trump like I think I know Trump, he's selling that seat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to sell that seat.
Yeah. But, you know, or like I said, just mentioning women, it's his way of going, see, I'm not a sexist pig, or see, I'm not a racist. Tim Scott's on the, you know, what's his name? Ramaswamy's on the short list. It's just, who do you guys think it's going to be?
No. I don't care.
No.
I can tell you who it's not going to be.
Who?
Nikki
the
Haley.
Last one.
Oh yeah, it ain't gonna be Nikki Haley.
No, Nikki Haley.
No.
Yeah. Well, I think
it's either Tim Scott or Kristi Noem.
Oh, it's not Tim Scott. He wants somebody he can control. And his name's not too long.
He's going to offer it.
Yeah.
To whoever can write him a check. That's what I think.
He couldn't control his last vice president. He wants someone he can control this time.
Control.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I apologize for the death of parts of your soul, Frangela. We'll get it back. 29 minutes after the hour, Fridays with Frangela.
CDC estimates that 1 in 6 Americans gets food poisoning each year. Some germs, like listeria, can be deadly for certain people. It targets older adults, people with weakened immune systems, and pregnant women and their newborns. People with listeria infection usually require hospital care, and about 1 in 5 who are infected die or miscarry. Know your risk of listeria food poisoning. If you're 65 or older, have a weakened immune system, or are pregnant, you must be especially careful when selecting, preparing, and storing foods. Heat hot dogs and deli meats until steaming hot. Do not consume raw, unpasteurized milk or soft cheeses made from it. And be aware that soft cheeses made from pasteurized milk have also been associated with listeria infections and outbreaks. Learn more about how to prevent listeria food poisoning at cdc.gov/vital signs.
Ew, it stinks in here.
Passing gas. Is there a right time and a wrong time to do it?
Come on, huh? I'm trying to eat.
When indoors in the company of others, passing gas is not only taboo, it can be deadly.
I'm gagging.
Passing gas releases a plume of toxic vapors like ammonia and hydrogen cyanide.
Ah, you're killing us over here.
Every year, hundreds of infants exposed to passed gas die.
What? I cracked a window?
And just opening a window isn't enough. These deadly fumes can linger in the room for hours after odors have dissipated.
Daddy, you promised you'd smoke outside.
You're right, Pumpkin. Excuse me.
If you smoke, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council. Get the facts at don'tpassgas.org.
All right. Can everybody take their seats and settle down, please? Hey, come on, guys. We got a lot of work to get through today, okay? Now, let's start with some word problems. Okay, let's see. This question is for Jacob. Jacob, let's say you work 25 hours a week after school at the deli, earning $8 an hour. Sally works 30 hours a week at the movie theater, earning Y dollars an hour. And Sean works 40 hours a week at the auto shop, earning X dollars an hour. Then how are you going to drive your mother to her dialysis treatments every day and still find time to finish your science project this week?
Some students are tackling more than just their schoolwork, which is why more than 30% of them aren't graduating. But you can give them the boost they need to make it through by visiting boostup.org.
All right, listen up, class. This next question is for Susan. If you pick 27 apples and you give away 30%, how many apples will you...
Visit boostup.org today. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
So I wanted to talk with you and your mom today, Lily. Because some people at school have noticed changes going on with you. And we're concerned.
Like what? Who?
Some of your friends, teachers. It sounds like you've lost interest in a lot of things lately. You're hanging with new friends.
So?
So, individually, maybe those things are no big deal. But taken together, and then the incident the other day, you were with Derek when he was caught selling marijuana.
Yeah, he was selling it.
Honey, we know. But we care about you and want to know what's going on.
That's right. We just want to understand better and see how we might help. And if weed is a part of it, we just want to make sure you understand the negative consequences for someone your age. The physical and mental health effects, poor decision-making, and the confusing legal aspects these days. So what do you say? Can we talk?
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
We'll be right back.
today's transcribed interview with the brother of President Biden, Mr. James Biden, we obviously, again, have heard nothing indicating that Joe Biden had anything to do with the business ventures of Hunter Biden or James Biden. And nothing has contradicted that basic understanding that we've had for many, many months now. So that's essentially where we are. Again, I'm restating my call to Chairman Comer, to Speaker Johnson, to fold up the tent to this circus show. It's really over at this point.
Thank you.
Yep.
Oh, my God, Frangela. So, you know, their whole case is blown up. Oh, God, by the way, the guy was rearrested by the FBI, mm-hmm. the Russian informant mm-hmm. who, you know, lied to the FBI that they were hinging their whole case. The audacity mm-hmm. to just have their whole case blow up, and they're like, how about Biden's brother?
Yeah.
The whole Hunter Biden thing is blown up. I mean, it's just, it is insane that they're just immune.
Watching Jim Jordan be breathless on Fox. Talking about, we don't know, you know, this is still possible, with his sleeves rolled up to his armpits, you know what I mean? Trying to look like he working. And you know, it's like the higher the sleeves, the higher the lies, the lies are, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's incredible because you just think, oh, did they have some, at long last, some shame? And the answer is always nope.
No.
Yeah.
No.
They don't have shame or evidence. That's not what they traffic in.
Lucretia, the sweaty church whore in Milwaukee. Hello, Lucretia. You're on with Frangela.
Hi, yes. Good morning. Frangela, just really quick, will you please stop talking about biscuits? I can't eat meat today, and I'm hungry, and I'm dying for a sausage biscuit sandwich right now. Chris, I'm sorry for almost making you crap your pants, and I did not say the F word the other day.
Oh.
And Stephanie,
okay.
I love you. But I will die disappointed because you like them crusty ass Pop Tarts. Okay, now to the subject at hand.
You know what,
frosted, frosted or nothing.
I think exactly. We should do. I bet you the biscuit consumption in America goes way up when Frangela's on because people just think, suddenly I want an egg McMuffin.
Yeah, they're delicious.
They are delicious.
Nobody wants biscuits and gravy. Biscuit.
No.
Go ahead, Lucretia.
Sorry. Same little serves as a delicious.
The reason why I'm calling because it's with in vitro fertilization with that redneck judge in Alabama. I want doctors, OBGYNs, to come out and debunk what he said, that you're going to keep women from doing this. What you're talking about is completely wrong, just like, oh, life starts at consumption. I want doctors to come out and say, none of that is real, just like how the doctor sat there went after Marjorie Coleslaw's fourth foot was talking about vaccines and saying, hey, shame on parents for not vaccinating their children and they die from results of it. I want OBGYN doctors to sit there and go after that judge. And anyone who thinks like them is that you're not a specialty in that field, so stay the F in your lane.
Yep, I hear you. Now she has me hungry for that coleslaw that you could get at Kentucky Fried Chicken and eat with those sporks. Oh, uh-huh. I loved it. It was so sweet, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was, I love it. At KFC, it's the best coleslaw ever.
Love it. French,
did y'all hear Tommy Tuberville talk about Alabama, the ruling?
Oh, yeah. I was going to serve that for our next. I just wanted you to chime in on the great Pop-Tart debate of 2024.
Are you frosting or no frosting? Love them at all. I don't understand them.
Yeah. I haven't had one since I was a kid. But when I did, I feel that the cinnamon unfrosted is the only acceptable one.
No. That's because you rob yourself of joy, Stephanie.
Right.
Thank you.
But that's you know what does about. Sound good? Some of our listeners said the cinnamon mm-hmm. ones unfrosted, but you toast it and then put butter on top of it.
Yeah.
No.
That sounds good.
And it gets melty. That sounds good.
It does. Mm-hmm. Lonnie did look for the cinnamon.
That could work.
He couldn't find any.
All right, let's move on to the Tommy.
Be kinder to you.
Yeah, I don't even think you can find unfrosted in the grocery store anymore.
Yeah, he looked yesterday.
No. You know why I liked it? And also because it tastes uncooked. Like if you did, just I like that cookie dough kind of.
That's too close to being actual fruit. The whole point is to have sugar.
Exactly.
All right. You asked for it. And now you, the part of your soul that did not die from the Tim Scott sound clip, your IQ now is going to drop into the basement listening to Senator Football McDump.
25
from Alabama. Yeah.
Do you have a reaction to the Alabama Supreme Court ruling on the fact that embryos are children?
Yeah, I was all for it. We need to have more kids. We need to have an opportunity to do that. And this, I thought this was the right thing to do. But
IVF is used to have more children. And right now, IVF services are paused at some of the clinics in Alabama. Aren't you concerned that this could impact people who are trying to have kids?
Well, that's for another conversation. People need to have that. We need more kids. We need the people to have the opportunity to have kids.
Senator, what do you say to the women right now in Alabama who no longer have access to IVF or who will not as a result of this rule? What do you say to them?
Well, that's a hard one. It really is. It's really hard. Because, again, you want people to have that opportunity. And that's what I was telling her. We need more kids.
He doesn't understand nothing
That's
about
nothing.
That's
a hard conversation with someone whose IQ has not hit double
digits. Let me tell you what happened. This is what happened. He instinctively knew that he wanted to support this ruling.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Everything in his body went instinctively, I know I'm supposed to like this. I like this. But then they hit him up with his own words, right? They said, unfairly, I might add, they hit him up with what he had just said. They said, but you said we need more kids. And he went, well, we do need more kids. And then he stopped and he tripped because they trip over logic. He was
That's like, wait,
I'm running into a problem here. I want to support this because at the end of the day, what it's all about is oppressing women.
Yes.
And that's the thing that's the through line, but he's too dumb. He just instinctively knew there's something in this I like. And yet it's to go against what I've said.
I urge you to watch the clip because the look on his face is
he looks so terrified.
You know, when you're shaking at your sketch and you haven't written anything yet, just that, just.
It's like he clearly didn't hear himself say the sentence because when it got said back to him, he went, yeah, I do think more kids.
Well,
wait a minute.
He instinctively answered with a talking point. But then halfway through, he realized that his talking point isn't really what he was meaning to say. So
right.
It doesn't work.
Right.
Because what they're doing is less children.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
The reality is going back to the control of it. He is forgetting what their main purpose is. And can we just talk about the fact that we have that, I have that person deciding whether or not what happens inside of me internally.
Yeah.
He has no idea what in vitro fertilization is for, against. I don't think he has an idea what happens with it.
Yeah.
Only what he's the talking points he's been told to talk about.
As someone said earlier, if you're in a uterus, you have rights. If you have a uterus, you don't.
That's right.
Yes.
Exactly.
That's right. And for me, I'm sitting here going, every woman in Alabama should be in the streets today.
Yeah.
And so for me here in California, I'm sitting here going, who are you, woman in Alabama?
And there's
who allows a judge to sit there and tell you whose job it is to separate church and state, tell you that the unborn children, those embryos, have the face of God. How do you know?
And there's Mike Pence's son and one of Nikki Haley's kids, the product of IVF.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was what we talked about on The Final Word this week, because I'm like, Nikki Haley, earlier in the day, does an interview with Ali Vitale where she says, yeah, embryos are children. Then by that evening, she's run into the same problem Tommy ran into right there, which is logic. Yeah. And she went, well, wait, my kid is, what I meant, they're unborn children.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's the reality here is the thing that they are in faith. The thing, I think he knows what IVF is. He just thought that he didn't think through what that is in that moment because he knew instinctively I should support anything that curtails women's rights.
Yep. Yeah.
So let me support this. But then he realized his overarching principle was running into it.
He ran into a buzzsaw and you could see it on his face.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Yeah. Hysterical.
It was delicious.
Yeah.
They don't care about hypocrisy. They don't care about logic.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
I swear I don't save Black Stack for you, but as you've said, you are my backup and my blackup. And there's just a lot of racist headlines. It's not like I'm writing them. Florida school asked parents for permission to have book by African-American author read to students. A Florida school district is drawing fire for asking parents to consent to having their children participate in the reading of an African-American author's book to comply with state law. I had to give permission for this or else my child would not participate, wrote one parent. He said the idea that kids can have a say in what activities they participate in is really strange. And then the idea that some kids would be taken out of class, that just seems bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
I some days don't know what country I'm waking up in. You know what I mean?
What is the book?
At the end of the day, also, these are the laws that you voted for.
Yeah.
And the people who made them are the people that got voted for. This is, or unless it's, you know, what is it, Wisconsin, where it doesn't matter how many times you vote for a Democrat, you're going to get a Republican.
But that just changed.
That just changed.
Yeah, they just changed. Yeah, finally.
But like, was the book called How to Be Black? I don't understand, like, what, does the book turn you black? Is it one of them books?
I love that even Ron DeSantis now is going, what idiot passed this book banning thing? This is ridiculous. I mean, you know.
What are you going to do at school if we can't read books? What are they going to do?
Okay.
I did this one last. That's going to happen. Or is that too Chinese or whatever? That's too ethnic.
I saved this story just because my father was a slave. White Republican makes startling declaration. Okay, a white Republican legislator who is seeking to ban diversity programs in Kentucky schools told a mostly black audience that her father had been a slave. State Representative Jennifer Decker, who sponsored a bill to eliminate educational opportunities and programs based on race, went before the Shelbyville NAACP.
Morgan, not a Morganville. That's what they call it.
They called it at the time. The Shelbyville NAACP a week, she made a startling claim during a question and answer session when someone asked if her family had played a role in the slave trade. She said, my father was born on a dirt farm in Lincoln County. His mother was the illegitimate daughter of a very prominent person who then was kind enough to allow them to work for him as slaves. So if you're asking, did we own slaves? My father was a slave, just to a white man, and he was white.
Huh?
Right, that's what I said. I said... Mm-hmm. What?
We just don't get to start writing history from our POV
right.
That fits within, you know, our canon of what we would like things to be. Mm-hmm. That's not how we write history.
Right. As someone commented, so Decker's father was forced by his parents to do chores, and that was what made him a slave? I suppose any of us who washed dishes, cut grass, or took out the garbage were slaves then, according to Decker's definition. I mean, this is the moment I literally can't anymore. Yeah.
I can't.
I don't, that's so crazy. let's
all ruminate on that. Let's take a moment. Yeah. Give ourselves a timeout. Okay. 47 minutes after the hour, back with the remaining moments, Fridays with Frangela.
Stephanie Miller.
It's Friday night. I'm gonna get drunk. I'm gonna get laid. I'm gonna be late on Monday.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Technology moves at the speed of innovation, and today, that's lightning fast. So when you get your hands on the latest tech, don't forget to do the right thing with your old devices. Recycle them. The Consumer Electronics Association and its members are making recycling your old tech device as easy as purchasing new ones. Just go to greenergadgets.org, type in your zip code, and you'll instantly find the responsible recycling location closest to your home. You'll also find lots of tips to simplify your recycling, like asking the store where you buy your new TV if they'll haul away your old one. Television sets, video game consoles, smartphones, tablets, they're all recyclable. Don't let them clog up your local landfill. Just visit greenergadgets.org. You're sharp enough to get the latest tech tools into your home. Now be responsible enough to get your old devices to the recycler. That's greenergadgets.org.
Gosh, Vince, the Crash Dummy Museum is something. And to think all this has helped people learn to buckle their safety belts.
Yeah, like this. The crypt of Toot Toot Car driving across the common.
What's that he's covered in?
Looks like a fender. Talk about getting wrapped up in your work.
Hey, Vince, out here, the world's first airbag.
A fine example of pop art.
And look, the Mona Lisa.
Yeah, well, crashed into walls long enough, I guess it'll take the smile off anybody's face.
Vince, look at this vase covered in tiny dummy drawings. Do you think it's Baroque?
Why, did you break it?
Hey, Vince, do you think we'll ever end up in a museum?
Let's hope, Lair. When everybody in this great country of ours finally learns that buckling up can save their lives, then our job will be done.
And with luck, they'll put us here, right next to the Venus to lots of miles on her.
A message from the Ad Council and the Department of Transportation.
Stephanie Miller.
Yes. Billy in Texas, is this our Billy?
What?
Didn't the guy that calls me a bulimic ditch licker say I never take calls from people that I... We not only take calls from right-wingers, we give them jingles. Right, Billy?
Whatever you say, Stephanie.
You have a jingle, Billy.
You know, a great Republican president once said, you can fool all of the people some of the time and some of the people all of the time, but you can't fool all of the people, all of the time.
Okay.
Or as George W. Bush would say, fool me once, we'll get something,
and then I won't get fooled again.
See, that's the only reason we have to hang up on right-wing callers is because
they swear.
They're trying to bloat up our FCC license. Okay. Hi, Frangela. Good morning.
I don't even know what just happened.
Billy
went to... I had like some kind of a stroke.
Yeah. Billy went
to... Well, you know what? It was like you tried to say, Grandpa, come on in and just sit down at Thanksgiving. And what did he do?
Uh-huh. He's why he has to stay in the home. Yeah, that's what he did.
He stood up on the chair and crapped on the Thanksgiving table.
Yes.
That's why we can't bring you out the home.
Yeah. Invited you for a nice meal, Billy. Fine. All right. Do we? I lost my soundbite list. Anyway, can I just say? Oh, thank you. I wanted some Tish James because, you know, Ellie Mistal said earlier this week, you got to give her some major props for accomplishing something nobody else has. And I just love that she's like, I'm coming for your coming for all of it. Right. Because, you know, this is what we need to restore faith that we have any justice system at all. You know, the people that go, oh, he's never going to pay a penny of this. Yeah. Which one do we give me a nine? Yeah.
If he does not have funds to pay off the judgment, then we will seek, you know, judgment enforcement mechanisms in court. And we will ask the judge to seize his assets.
She speaks softly, but carries a big legal stick. Yeah. And you just know that it's a black lady coming after his stuff is going to make him. Yeah. This is what Mary Trump said. Going to make him insane. She said, knowing Trump as Donald as I do, here's why I know the statement will push him closer to the edge. First, James implies there's a possibility Donald does not have enough cash to satisfy the judgment. That alone is enough to enrage him. She then added, Trump is obsessed with his net worth, that he goes to great lengths to convince people he's enormously wealthy is a significant part of his identity. The urgency with which he clings to the false idea that he's richer, more successful, more talented than he is serves to hide the truth, not just from us, but from himself. He is quite simply a loser. And, you know, everybody keeps saying this is where, you know, we talk about hitting him where it hurts. This is it, right? And she's like, you know, no, we're going to seize assets, which is what E. Jean Carroll's lawyers are saying.
Mm-hmm. Because they are owed this money.
Yes, there are consequences. And we are, here's my thing. If you get the judgment, but you do not enact the consequences, why did you even go through any of those machinations?
Yeah. That's what I just hate hearing. People go, oh, he'll never pay a penny of any of the, like, you know, Giuliani. Oh, he'll never pay, you know, Shea and Ruby a penny. Well, you know, it's time we change that then. You know, because they're used to this. They're going to declare bankruptcy. I'm going to, you know, try to use this loophole and that loophole. You know, Tish James is absolutely right. Seize their assets. Yep.
This is the government. I think people need to figure out, because we call it Tish James. We forget this is the government. Have you ever known the government to not get their money?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they are real on top of their money.
I love this. Yesterday, Trump filed several motions to seeking to throw out the criminal case, the classified documents case. Legal experts were quick to shut that down. It's all about delay. That's what this is always about. Bradley Moss, attorney, said the motion is insultingly stupid. Joyce Vance said the arguments are no more meritorious than the ones in the Court of Appeals in D.C. has already rejected. But this is what it's always, Michael Cohen said it, it's always about delay and then fundraising.
And here's the thing that we're not talking about. When he loses this election, what is the plan for his burn everything to the ground?
Right. We have to be prepared for
plan.
That.
Yeah.
Because you know, the day after that election, he is going to be calling people to arms. Mm-hmm. He's going to be calling people, telling people what they, how wrong this is. Because then he will know that he will be on the hook for all of these cases.
You know what we always say? We're just going to have to win the Civil War again.
Yeah.
We have to do this again.
Yeah. Bring it. I get it.
Bring it, Gravy Seals. No, but I think the bonus for us is he's going to take the entire Republican Party down with him. You're right on that part.
Yeah.
They take themselves down every day. Yeah. They have nothing but opportunities to save themselves. And they go, no, I'm going to drown.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. There is one way to save America, and that would be the final word in Idiot of the Week, which you can get at sexyliberal.com, along with tickets to Chicago Sexy Liberal, which is the only one on sale right now in August before the DNC. But I feel like there may be many more announcements to come, Frangela. That's what I'm feeling.
Maybe in a week or
two? We don't know anything! Oh my God. We don't know anything!
You can't tell them anything.
She's the worst spy ever.
Look at her face.
We love you, Frangela. See you Monday.
Love you.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A number of proposed changes to education policy in Wisconsin are moving ahead. The State Assembly voted yesterday to grow the Office of School Safety, expand the types of organizations that can license teachers, and to update apprenticeship programs. A Wisconsin Native American leader is praising state officials for increasing affordable housing and working to increase Medicaid reimbursements for tribal hospitals and clinics.
Wisconsin's tribes will see a more than $60 million increase in their federal...
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.